Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to call to order the Alaska State Legislature's Legislative Council meeting. And if I get through this without calling it the LBNA Committee, I will be doing well. Today is February 26, 2013. The time is 4:30 p.m. We're meeting in the Senate Finance Room, 532. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll for us?
Representative Chanel.
Here.
Representative Gruenberg. Representative Johnson. Representative Pruitt. Representative Stoltz.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
AWOL.
Senator Huggins.
Present.
No laughing.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Egan.
Here.
No laughing.
Senator Myers.
Here.
Senator McGuire.
Here.
Senator Stevens. Vice Chair Maticky.
Here.
Chair Hocker.
Here. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I would also note for our record that we are joined today by Representative Osterman, who is the House alternate, but in that we have a quorum, he is unfortunately not going to be in the voting position. We also have Senator Fairclough with us in the audience. These are just have a business meeting trying to clear the deck on a couple of things that we simply have to get done on a timely basis, and if we can move through our agenda fairly quickly, we'll be able to be up and done here. I know the agenda and materials have been distributed since last Friday to folks, and people have had a chance to look through them. So looking forward to moving through the meeting. First item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the January 17, 2013 Legislative Council meeting. Vice Chairman Maticky.
Mr. Chair, I move that the minutes from the Legislative Council meeting on January 17, 2013 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the Legislative Council minutes from the January 17, 2013 meeting. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, so approved. In accordance with state statute, the Legislative Council chair is ratifies charitable events. That means we sanction charitable events that come across, which means that tickets can be provided to legislators by folks in accordance with Alaska statute 24.60.080A2B. And as a matter of protocol, those sanctions that are made by the chair in accordance with statute are brought back to the committee here for ratification. We have a list of those that I've sanctioned. We have examined each one of these, and we have verified that each of them qualifies in accordance with state law, which is essentially that they are a 501c3 organization benefiting from these events. It's a fairly long motion for the committee to ratify those sanctioned by the chair. And before we get to that motion, I would note that Representative Gruenberg has joined us for this meeting. Senator Maticky, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council ratify the following charity events, which were previously sanctioned by the Legislative Council Chair in accordance with AS 24-60-080-A-2-B. A is the 24th Annual Fahrenkamp Kelly Classic Putting Tournament, benefiting the Armed Services YMCA and the Bartlett Foundation. B is the Matsu Kids Ice Fishing Derby, benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. C, Girl Scouts of Alaska Annual Celebration Fundraiser, benefiting the Girl Scouts of Alaska. D, Kenai Peninsula Fair Celebrity Waiter Event, benefiting the Kenai Peninsula Fair Association. E, Sham Jam, benefiting the Canvas. F, Kenai River Classic, Kenai River Women's Classic, and Kenai River Junior Classic, all benefiting the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. G, Legislative Skits, benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska, the Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children and AWARE. H, Bowl for Kids Sake, benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska.
Thank you, Senator Maticky. That was a mouthful. For our record, I would note that Representative Pruitt has joined us as a voting member of the committee at this time. The question before the committee is ratifying those events which have been sanctioned by the council chair as qualifying under Alaska statute to be sanctioned events. Is there Objection or concern? Hearing see none. That motion passes. Thank you, Senator. We have one rental contract, one lease contract on our table today, and this is space for the Ombudsman's office in the Anchorage, or their Anchorage office space. There's been a lengthy process undergone by Legislative Affairs working with Linda Lord Jenkins, the Ombudsman. I'd ask Tina Strong, the procurement officer, to come forward, and if they, you would, please give us a, for the record, a brief explanation of what you've done and provide the assurance that this has been conducted in accordance with state procurement statutes.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Tina Strong, and I'm the procurement officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. And yes, I did work with Linda Lord Jenkins. She did go out, her and her staff reviewed quite a few spaces and found four spaces that did have enough space for them. They then sent out a request for quote to all four places, and our current landlord is the only one who responded to that space. So they do have the space that we need, and she would like to stay.
Are there questions for Tina? Hearing see none, I think a motion would be in order. Senator Michicki, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council authorize the chairman to approve a three-year lease term with 3 1-year renewals between the Office of the Ombudsman and the Ship Creek Center LLC and JMW Ventures for a cost of $40,103.52 per year plus yearly CPI increases beginning in 2014 and a one-time payment of $5,152 for leasehold improvements.
So the question before the committee is the approval of the proposed lease contract. Is there objection? Representative Chenault has objected. Representative Chenault.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, Tina, is the CIP increases, is that normal in contracts that we write for lease space?
Yes, all of our leases do have a yearly CPI increase.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I remove my objection then.
Thank you, Representative Chenault. Speaker Chenault, is there further objection or questions? Hearing see none, the motion stands approved. Moving rapidly into other committee business, the Legislative Council has been provided a copy of the FY12 legislature audit that was conducted by our independent auditor. This is the auditor outside of the state auditor. That is LG Rayfeld Mertz LLC. The legislative audit would point out that it had no management points identified, and as we look on page one of that audit, the independent auditor's report, the last paragraph, which is the operative paragraph, that it's the schedules referred to above fairly in all material respects, the schedules referred to above present fairly in all material respects the appropriations, expenditures, encumbrances, and revenues of the legislature for the year ended June 30, 2012, in conformity with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. That is, of course, a clean and unqualified opinion, so I frankly have to congratulate everyone that is involved in maintaining the legislature's books. Good job there. Representative Stoltz, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is this the same group that gave us the tax advice on the office accounts?
Representative Stoltz, the issue of our allowance accounts was identified in the process of conducting this audit. They raised the issue, they brought it to the attention of this committee. Legislative Affairs also went out and sought an additional legal opinion from local counsel in town here that validated or verified the concerns raised by the independent auditor. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I wasn't going anywhere.
Okay, further questions?
I didn't know where to go, Mr. Chair.
Nope. No, that came up, and just for the record, as it's brought up. As I said, I am continuing to pursue that issue, and we will be continuing. The election has been made for this calendar year. This committee, as I'm as chair, I'm taking it upon myself to pursue the issue further, and we'll be bringing back the question of this legislature's allowance accounts in plenty of time for us to talk about what our alternatives are and allow the committee the ample time to evaluate those alternatives and make elections for the coming calendar year. Representative Stoltz.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that clarification. I've been withholding. I haven't accepted it, this year's amount. Thought there might have been a change, so I guess we're stuck with the decision made on the advice offered for this calendar year. So,
yeah, in fact, we have essentially made an election that is valid for 1 year but under the Internal Revenue Code. When I say we, that would have been the committee that was seated here prior to this one.
Based on the advice.
Based on advice of counsel and, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And so that audit requires no further action on our part other than that it has now been, you know, presented and provided to the legislature here. Get to the last item on our agenda, which is probably the most substantive item, in that the legislature is in the midst of our budgeting process. I have been working with leadership in both House and Senate, finance chairs in House and Senate, various members, the legislative auditor and our budget and audit chair, in complying with Alaska Statute 24.20.132, which requires that the estimate of operating expenses for the legislature be included in the annual budget submitted by the Legislative Council, and a detailed budget document shall be submitted by the Legislative Council to the House and Senate Finance Committees. We distributed the proposal that I'd like to bring before this committee for approval, and again have talked to many of you about this. If you'll indulge me just enough going through this, the significant aspects of the budget for the legislature for the FY14 year that I would like this committee to move forward. And have to remember our role. Our role is to propose a budget for the legislature. That's all the aspects of the legislature. It moves from this committee then into the hands of the finance committees in both the House and Senate, where they continue to exercise their due diligence obligation and responsibilities to do whatever they would choose to do with this, just as if we were any other state agency. So it's one of those, it's the check and balance on our process. This is the place that the legislative budget really begins. Working with folks, kind of the highlights of the budget are the budget that was submitted, offered to the committee for consideration, is a reduction from the FY13 management plan of a little over $1,400,000, and it's a reduction from the governor's request of a little over $500,000. In this process, Ledge Council brought to me, excuse, strike that, we would be the Ledge Council, Legislative Affairs brought to me requests for increases in various Legislative Affairs Agency components that totaled $435,200. I, as a matter of executive privilege, rejected those increases and suggested that it, based on my evaluation of our existing base budgets, that those amounts could be accommodated within our existing base budgets. We went back through the budget process with them, and frankly, we shoehorned those back in. You know, I would note that you can only do that for so long, and this year we're going to see if, you know, where we get with this, and we'll be watching that in the next legislative session as we do the FY15 budget to see where we're able to stand there. I just had a question on overall budgets, and I Senator Machicki would mind me, and I would just, I guess I'll point out that the aggregate budgets here are, the FY13 budget that I was referring to, the 13 management plan, was $74,928,000. We are coming in with a Legislative Council request of $73,527,000 for that reduction of $1,401.3. The items that were coming, we had the 100th-year Legislative Anniversary Commission. They had a second-year fiscal note that I've talked with members of the commission that did not need to be funded. That was another $25,000 we reduced our budget by. Mechanically, one thing we did this time around is we have aggregated in a single legislative appropriation line item the cost of facilities rented or leased for legislative purposes. That amount totaled $2,236,000. That's not a new appropriation, but we aggregated those rental appropriations very much as all other state agencies do, so we can watch those. They don't, so we didn't let those just kind of just disappear off into the agencies. Been done and recommended to improve budget transparency and accountability for our activities, and there's a list of those in your packet here. The biggest item, and when I was talking to our rules chairs and somewhat to the presiding officers about the challenges of operating the state's legislative budgets, prior to this budget that I'm asking the committee to consider, the session expenses component and then the interim operations of the legislature were in separate RDUs, BRUs, whatever you want to call them, but separate appropriations where the money could not be simply legally moved around between interim and regular session. It, frankly, that was causing problems for our rules chairs as well as our presiding officers, because we don't know whether we've got, you know, three interim special sessions or we've got one or none. And in as time has passed and the budget authority for the operations of the legislative sessions on a daily basis has really evolved from a strong legislative council chair to strong leadership chairs. You know, the budget hadn't ever really been modified to accommodate that change in practice in the legislature. I looked at that and I really felt that it would be more appropriate to place those appropriations for both the interim operations and the regular session operations of the legislature in a single appropriation, that the authority to spend is delegated to leadership so that they have the greatest latitude in managing the costs between regular and interim sessions. There was some concern that session expenses were just a little bit tight in some areas this year, but I believe as we put those into the same category that there will be adequate funding available to be able to be moved around as appropriate and very reasonably within the budget category. But I, as chair, will be working very carefully with the leadership of the House and the Senate during the course of the year to make sure that we have all of the that there is adequate funding in this category. And as we come forward with next year's budget, we'll have to see where we need to be. But that it was again done to truly respect and have the budget reflect how the legislature operates these days, not how it had it operated 20 years ago. There was one increment requested by the legislative auditor themselves, and as they run a pretty tight ship over there, I felt it appropriate to honor the request for the increase by the legislative auditor. And we looked at where we did have probably the greatest latitude to offset that increase for $100,000. And we asked that $100,000 decrement to offset that be taken by the or out of the committee spend expense, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. These are the expenses that are the appropriation that we use largely for procurement of consultants. And I think we talked with the chair of that committee, certainly looked at it myself, and having just come off of being the chair of that committee, We definitely had the latitude to accommodate that without endangering or threatening or compromising our ability as a legislature to provide all the qualified, competent professional services we need for our oil and gas continued hearings in the legislature this year. But then it got down to, I'm going to skip one and then come back up here. The budget did remove two one-time items that were in the FY13 management plan. There was the $750,000 that's been carried forward for the large mine development study. This is an item appropriated in FY11 that has not been undertaken. And we felt at this point there has been so much time passed and we have such a new legislature. If someone wishes to pursue something on that order, it frankly should go back through the appropriation process again and be brought, you know, through our finance committees. And if they so chose to assign that project to the legislative council, we'll be happy to take it. But it did not belong in the budget at this time, so we removed it as a one-time carry-forward item. And likewise, money that had been in the budget before, we had the speakers conference that was conducted in Anchorage. That has been, the money that has been appropriated for that has been removed from the budget this year along the way. And I think, again, consistent with how we handle those one-time items. So they are off the table. But then we got to the judgment call, and I went and I spoke with leadership in both the House and the Senate, and I spoke with the legislative budget and audit chair about, well, we all in the legislature are looking very closely at our budgets, and for your record keeping, Madam Secretary, we've been joined by Rules Chairman Johnson. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We the legislature also need to take a very close look at what we're doing and frankly take a lead when we're asking agencies around the state to take a very hard look at their operations and trim their budgets. And to that end, we took a very careful look through the components of our budget, again recognizing that at the Ledge Council level, the LAA level, I denied the increments of nearly, was it 435.2 thousand. And we looked and felt we had at a sufficient carry forward appropriation for our finance committee chairs and for again the operations of the legislative budget and audit committees consultant procurement that would allow us to, at this level, this is what I'm asking the committee to support, is at this level as we move a budget to the finance chairs for further consideration and refinement, that we reduced the, we are proposing to reduce the finance committee expenses by $250,000. That would be $125,000 each out of the House and Senate, and the budget and audit committee expenses reduced by $250,000. Again, another total there of the $500,000. This results in the aggregate reduction in the request from the governor's budget of the $537,700. So that, and of course the committee members have got the detail on the format that we all familiar with who do budgets around here, prepared by Legislative Finance Agency and our folks there. This has been looked at by both legislative affairs executives. The format has been looked at by the administration, of course, as they brought forward the governor's request, and it's been looked at by our Ledge Finance Director in preparing the documents that have been brought to this committee. So, in short, that's the request that I would like to put on the table for this committee to move to our finance committees for further evaluation. Chairman, throw it open for questions.
A brief at ease.
back on the record after a little Senate confab with their presiding officer, and I guess I would, again, back onto the, are there questions or concerns that any committee member would like to raise with the budget proposal that I'd like to move forward to the finance chairs for further consideration?
Mr. Chairman, only one question.
Yes, sir.
This slush fund here, slush fund, called Speaker's Conference, is that? Is that available? Is it on the table or?
Senator Huggins, you would notice that there are brackets around that.
Oh, okay.
That means negative. We would be very happy to give you another negative number there if you would like, sir. But and again, that is protocol. We had also the CSG West Conference here a couple of years ago. Likewise, there were appropriations made to support it, and then they were taken out of the budget as a one-time item in the budget prior to this one. I just want to make sure that we all know that that is protocol, and it's been completely through the budgetary process. I am not going to acknowledge Representative Chenault.
He is chairman.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I want to thank Mr. Huggins for taking the heat off of me this meeting, and would also like to move that in accordance with AS 244130, Legislative Council approved the FY14 proposed legislative budget and transmit it to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
The question before our committee is the approval of the Legislative Council proposed budget for the state legislature and that we transmit it to our Senate Finance Committees in accordance with statute. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. And I really thank you all for that indulgence, and it really has been a collaborative effort with everyone to put this together, particularly Senator Fairclough and my Finance Committee chairs in both the House and the Senate. Has been very, very helpful. I have got two items I want to accomplish before adjournment here. I'm going to be appointing two subcommittees of this committee. And the first subcommittee is on managing to provide us a steering committee for the repair, corrections, renovations to the envelope of this building. The folks have been on this committee know there's been we've been through a contracting process. There's been engineering work that's done. We're starting to get engineering proposals back on this that were approved in the December meeting of this committee. But in order for kind of a steering committee process so that we can work through pieces of this, then bring it back to the whole committee as we need to go for larger RFPs, I'm going to be appointing to that subcommittee myself as chair, Representative Hawker. The presiding officers of both the House and the Senate, that's Senator Huggins and Representative Chenault, and also Senator Egan, in that he is the member on this committee representing Juneau. So that will be the steering committee for building restoration. I also am going to be appropriating a separate subcommittee. Folks, remember that one of the other tasks that this seated legislative council must deal with is the future of the Anchorage LIO office space, in that our lease is up on that at the end of May this year. We have 1 year that we can execute for an automatic renewal, but this legislative council seated these next 2 years must reach some finality on where we're going with that facility, in that we have both rules chairs in the House and Senate sitting on this committee. I am appointing myself chairman of the Anchorage LIO steering committee and appointing Senator McGuire and Representative Johnson to that subcommittee, again, just to help us be a point focus, smaller number of members, so we can bring all the proposals work and whatever, we kind of sort through that complicated process out back to this committee for its, at the end of the day, this committee is the committee vested with making the decisions. So That's all the business that the chair has. We've done this in 30 minutes, unless anyone has other business to bring before the committee. Senator Machicki.
I just have a brief comment, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank Procurement and Legal Services, Ms. Strong and Mr. Gardner, for closing the loop on the 2013 Walrus Pin Saga. and for ensuring that we were getting the best price possible. Thank you very much for your work.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Thank you for your due diligence in that process. It's very much appreciated. Further business to come before the committee? Hearing see none, we stand adjourned.